J.D. Vance casts tiebreaker vote to thwart anti-tariff move supported by three Republicans. By Hannah Knudsen on May 1, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance had to cast a tie-breaking vote to thwart efforts to stop President Donald Trump's tariffs after three Republicans opted to side with Democrats. Vance stepped in as the Senate voted on a resolution that would have blocked Trump's tariffs via revocation of the emergency order used. Despite having the majority in the Senate, Vance was forced to intervene for Republicans to block the resolution. As three Republicans joined Democrats in favoring the measure, Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., Senator Susan Collins, Army, and Senator Rand Paul, R.K.Y. Republican Mitch McConnell, R.K.Y., and Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse, D.R.E., while expected to support the resolution, were absent, resulting in the resolution's 49-49 failure and Vance's tie-breaking vote. A spokesperson for McConnell made it clear the 83-year-old senator would have voted alongside Democrats. The senator has been consistent in opposing tariffs and that a trade war is not in the best interest of American households and businesses. He believes that tariffs are a tax increase on everybody, the individual said. Murkowski, an establishment Republican, proudly announced on social media that she voted in support of the resolution to terminate the president's national emergency declaration regarding our trade deficits with countries around the world. Bilateral trade deficits do not constitute a national emergency, nor do they qualify as an unusual and extraordinary circumstance needed to unlock authorities under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, she argued. We have a lot more work to do to reclaim Congress's constitutional power over tariffs, but this resolution is a step in the right direction, she added. Sen. Paul also defended his decision, writing on X, "The Constitution clearly states that Congress, not the President, has the power of the purse. All new taxes, which is what a tariff is, are supposed to originate in the House of Representatives before going to the Senate for approval," he continued. President Donald Trump has continued to defend his Liberation Day policy, stating on Truth Social this week that this is Biden's stock market, not Trump's. Related video: Trump announces reciprocal tariffs on all countries, this is Liberation Day. I didn't take over until January 20. Tariffs will soon start kicking in, and companies are starting to move into the USA in record numbers. Our country will boom, but we have to get rid of the Biden overhang, Trump warned. This will take a while, has nothing to do with tariffs. Only that he left us with bad numbers, but when the boom begins, it will be like no other. Be patient, he encouraged.